New details about the management troubles at the General Services Administration between 2009 and 2011 are emerging. Two separate but related reports by Senator Claire McCaskill, one of them, and the other from the General Services Administration Inspector General, detail abuses in how the agency awarded bonuses to its SESers. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller's looked at these reports and here to talk about them. Now, this is new information on GSA in both of these reports, but it's not necessarily a criticism of what's happened subsequent to 2011. This covers that 09 to 11 period. Is that correct?
Exactly. I think we need to be clear here, because a lot of people will go, oh no, here we go again. And that is not the case. Remember, any IG report, any reports that come out a lot of times from GAO, or even, you know, in this case, Senator Claire McCaskill is looking back, not saying what's happening today.
Yes.
And I think that's important to be clear, but it does, what the reports do stand out to me is shows that in that 2009 to 2011 period, the management troubles at GSA just continues to rise. I mean, we heard about it first with the Western Regions Conference and the what eventually happened with Martha Johnson and some of her senior officials who were fired or quit because of the scandal. This is just adds to it. And basically what both Senator McCaskill found and the GSA IG found were very similar. Let me start with Senator McCaskill. In 2011 alone, she found that GSA awarded $1.1 million in bonuses to their SESers. And in fact, the ratio of bonus to SESers was the highest among any agency that she looked at. 1.6 bonuses went to every SESer on average. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible amount. That means someone's getting two bonuses potentially a year. That's a head scratcher. Why two?
You know,
it's not that maybe someone doesn't deserve it, but it just seems kind of out of whack there. Mm-hmm. The other thing that Senator McCaskill found was that these bonuses also were expensive, obviously $1.1 million, and they were across all agencies. So GSA was the leader here, but it was not them alone. Now the IG report, on the other hand, found more problems specifically related to GSA. Specifically, they said officials have violated legal requirements for executive performance evaluation practices, which eventually leads to bonuses, as well as SES award practices. They also said they violated record retention requirements, didn't make accurate disclosures to either the Office of Personnel Management or Congress. So, I mean, these are some serious deficiencies in the management of these bonuses.
So we have two issues here. We have the General Services Administration Inspector General finding specific problems at that specific agency, and we have Senator McCaskill's research and report finding problems across government, but GSA standing out among those agencies
exactly.
In her research. What did she find at other agencies so that people don't feel we're picking
exactly.
on GSA? These are problems at other agencies, too.
Well, looking at all SES bonuses from 2008 to 2011, she said that the government paid out $340 million in cash bonuses to 81% of all SES members. That's obviously a lot of money. Beyond GSA, the Departments of Labor and Navy and the National Science Foundation awarded more than, on average, one bonus to every SES in their agency. Now, the other piece that she pointed out was about five agencies on average gave their employees at least or more than $10,000 in bonus. And those agencies were the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, National Science Foundation, the Navy, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Commerce. Again, on average, their SESers got more than $10,000. So as you can see that, yes, GSA was kind of out in front, but this is a government-wide issue she's trying to highlight here. And I think the other thing that she looks at is this a number of SESers compared to the number of GS people in the GS schedule and the percentage by which who got bonuses and when. And that was also on the high side, according to McCaskill's report.
I guess a number that I think is interesting to keep in mind is I'm on OPM.gov right now looking at their SES information. And according to the numbers that they're demonstrating for September 2012, and I know we're talking about 09 to 11 here primarily, but there are only 8,000 people in the senior executive service in the government. So when we think about $340 million
over 5 years, 2008, 2009, 2010.
So we're looking
at
an average of about $70 million a year given out in bonuses to 8,000 people. I'm not fast enough to do the math on that, but that's the math that we're probably going to hear a lot more from on Capitol Hill. What does Senator McCaskill want to do about this? What's her action plan?
So just yesterday, she introduced legislation along with Senators Tom Coburn and Ron Johnson to prohibit performance awards to SESers during sequestration. Now, this is specifically just during whenever sequestration is in effect. So if Congress solves the sequestration problem, then this bill would be basically moot. But her point is basically saying, the fact is, why should the highest paid federal employees be getting bonuses when nobody else is getting raises or really any other bonuses? And I think that's a little unfair, though. I think that legislation, while I think meaningful, I did talk to Bill Bransford, who is the general counsel for the Senior Executives Association, as well as he hosts the Fed Talk show right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. And he basically says, yeah, but keep in mind that these SESers are in a pay freeze. They're not getting any raises. While the GS people, while they're not getting any COLA raises, they are eligible for step increases and within grade increases. SESers are not. Secondly, he points out that while a lot of people complain about federal pay, saying federal employees are overpaid, he goes, SESers by and large are not, even though they make more than many or most other of the federal workers. Bransford says by commercial standards, they are underpaid. I mean, if you think about an SESer who is, an assistant secretary for management, a career position that has, 10,000 people under them and a budget of $1 billion, could you imagine what they'd make in the private sector?
Right.
They'd be making a lot more money than $172,000 or whatever the top level SES is.
As you were talking, I did crunch the numbers. I took the 340 and divided it by 5 and just roughly got 70 million and divided it by 8,000 people in the senior executive service according to the 2012 number, and it comes out to $8,750 per person per year. In that context, it sounds a whole lot less problematic, a whole lot less dastardly than $340 million going to the highest paid federal employees. So context, I think, is important here.
I would agree with you. And I think that one thing, that's why Bill Bransford said, listen, she makes a point, and under sequestration, it's understandable why she'd make this point. But she's also missing the broader perspective of a lot of agencies are going to have to self-select their bonuses because money's tighter. They don't have a big enough pool to give everyone even $8,700. So a lot of this will get taken care of on its own. And then, Bransford also says, hey, don't forget, OPM and OMB put out a memo, limiting the size of bonuses that agencies can give anyways to 5% of total salary. So there's a lot of things going on here that I think McCaskill seems to maybe trying to get ahead of something that maybe she doesn't understand fully.
We haven't talked much at all about the GSA Inspector General's report, and it seems to me that potentially has the bigger problem for agency management, because that report alleges that there were problems with the way the agency decided to give the bonuses out, not the issue that they gave them, but that how they decided who got them and how much.
Right. And I think that's one of the reasons why Acting Administrator Dan Tangerlini came in and stopped all the bonuses. It's a story that we've written up many times. And then, in fact, when I contacted GSA for a comment on this, they said that the bonus levels are at their lowest amount in 5 years. So they said that they've changed the system. They fixed the issues that the Inspector General pointed out, and they're better about it. That's what they say. Now, obviously, we're going to have to wait to see to another IG report that comes out looking at 2012 bonuses and 2013 bonuses. But long story short is, I think part of the issue that we saw with this Western Regions Conference scandal was obviously not just in the Western Regions area, but across all of GSA to some extent. We can't blanket. Not everyone's bad at GSA. We know that. We deal with a lot of really good people at GSA. But I think what this IG report just points to is that, there were some management problems during that time period that needed to get addressed. And obviously, Acting Administrator Dan Tangerlini is thinking he is addressing them.
You have a story about this up now on federalnewsradio.com. And thank you very much for coming to talk
about it. My pleasure. We have links to both the IG report and Senator McCaskill's report, so you could read them and come to your own conclusions, too.